Hello.
Good morning, Jeff. Matt here.
Hi.
How you doing this morning?
Good. Kicked some water leak. Frozen houses.
In your house?
No.
Okay.
We're flipping.
Oh, so you do also like handyman work as well?
Yes.
Mm.
I'm
okay.
Trying to get away from it, but yes.
I see. So you want to focus more on home inspections rather
Correct.
Than doing handyman work. Okay.
Yes, because I turned 50. I slipped and fell in 2011.
Okay.
Had spinal surgery.
Ooh.
And it messed me up. And I had a spinal infusions is what they are.
Oh yeah.
And I came in place and threw. I got one side done. Now I'm going to get the other side done.
Oh.
Which is, yeah, from C2 to C7.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I can't do that work anymore. I can't lift all that stuff. And,
I see. Or unless you focus on certain handyman type of jobs, right?
Right.
Like, yeah. Which then, you know, if you only focus on certain handyman jobs, then it's, creates like a problem because, you know, you don't want to turn down business all the time either. So
right.
I hear you. You know, good news though is like, you know, either way you go, you know, being on Google, obviously it's going to get you the work that you're looking for, you know, I mean, there's still traffic obviously on home inspections right now, right? There's definitely enough traffic that can keep you busy on Google, but obviously a handyman's going to be probably a little bit more busier if I were to compare the two keywords. But at the end of the day, you got to focus on, you know, your health and your back too. So, you know,
well, there's no shortage of handyman work.
Yeah, never. It's like the stream never stops flowing, right? You know,
yeah.
I even have contractors that people have their contracting license that are going under the handyman portals. Because number one, it's cheaper, but number two, it's like, that's just kind of how people are like, you know, people want a deal. They don't want to pay a contractor, right? They want to pay a handyman, right? It's kind of like a mobile mechanic to like an auto shop, right? They want to pay, you know, somebody, you know, cheaper in a sense, because they know if they contact a contractor that they're having to pay a lot more money than a handyman. You know, so my handyman are like crushing it right now. So are my general contractors, but you know, it's just that handyman. It's just that little kind of, like I always say, it's a little backdoor thing, you know, that, like, you know, guys are able to get, you know, faster, quicker jobs in a sense. Okay. So did you get a chance to look through that email after we talked yesterday?
Yes.
Okay. You went through everything?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any questions on any of that stuff?
Not really, no. Everything looks great.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why I take my time with my clients, you know. It's obviously not something we want to obviously rush into either. So the first step, obviously, is we got to just get your account set up. And then I would schedule a call with my team, okay? Now, let me ask you this before I get too heavy into the account. Would you still want, like, handyman leads coming in at all?
No.
I can help focus on both for you, if that's something you would, like want to consider. Or
no, because I would never be able to get to it because I flip houses. So I work for a bunch of real estate agents.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, before that, I used to repo houses for the bank.
Okay.
Well, got to know me under both of my businesses. Now I find the houses. They go get other bids, and then we bid it, and then no matter what anybody bids, I can bid it $10,000 high, and they still give it.
Okay.
I did it on purpose a couple of times just to see, mm-hmm. and I'm like, I don't want this job. I told the thing, I'm like, put another 10 grand on. They called back in 25 minutes, the job is yours. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't want it. That's why I bid it.
I hear you. Yeah, and it sounds like, you know, you're back to, you got to be careful right now. Like, with what type of work that you focus your attention on, because you know, you don't want to mess up your back anymore. And so I totally get that. So
and that sort of mess.
Yeah, and then the last thing you need is your wife raising down your neck, right? So, okay, okay, so let me ask you this. Jeff Home Inspection, your website, okay? Let me pull that up. Are you happy with the website? Where is it? What's your thoughts on the website thus far?
I'm somewhat happy with it. I mean, that's the first website I've ever built, so I mean, I don't know. I'm not into that. Say, hey, that's good or that's not good.
Perfect. Yeah, no. I actually like it. Did you ever come up with a logo for the business?
Yes.
Okay. Let me pull up, let me see. Is it on, like, maybe your Facebook page? Because I don't see it on the website.
If you click on my, go back to the website
okay,
and click visual, and my logo should pop up. I think it's on the schedule page. If not, I will see.
Inspection services about Jeff Home. Maybe I go down more. I don't see it on your website. I'm on Jeff's, JeffsJeffs-home-inspections.com. That's you, right? Did I lose you? Jeff.